As Ukraine entered its third year of armed conflict against Russia, there was growing desperation Sunday on the battlefields. Ukraine's defense minister, Rustem Umerov, revealed that his troops had built new fortifications and thousands of strongholds. But he made clear that delays in the supply of Western equipment led to massive setbacks and deaths along the front lines.
50% of commitments are not delivered on time. So which means that in the mathematics of war, we look to the enemy. Their economy is almost 2 trillion. They use up to 15% official and unofficial budget to the war, which constitutes over 150 billion US dollars annually, it's officially. So basically, whatever committed that doesn't come on time, we lose people, we lose territories.
Those who survive are often returning with horrific wounds. Among them is Sergei, a 27-year-old soldier. He suffered terrible injuries when his vehicle hit a Russian anti-tank mine on Ukraine's front line near Marinka. After he slowly began to regain consciousness in his hospital bed in Kiev, he realized he couldn't see, speak, or feel his legs. But he could hear his wife Valeria's voice. That gentle voice inspired him to set up groups to help wounded veterans, including one to build infrastructure for their life after the war. His suffering, and that of many others, also motivated volunteers to help Ukraine see through another year of bloodshed. Among them, Canadian volunteer Paul Hughes, who risked his life to rescue a 6-year-old girl from the Russian-occupied area of Zaporizhia and reunited her with her mother, who was in the Netherlands. Angry Russian forces surrounded Hughes, but he eventually convinced them to choose hope over death. These are seen as crucial, compassionate gestures in a war that the United Nations now says has exacted a horrific human cost, inflicting immense suffering on millions of civilians that will be felt for generations. Hundreds of thousands of people are believed to have been killed and injured on both sides of the battle zones. Yet, despite a lack of weapons, Ukraine still hopes to halt the Russian invasion and, along with injured veterans and other volunteers, start rebuilding on the ruins of Europe's most devastating conflict in many years. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Bos, reporting.